Welcome back. So, what are you going to do with this course? You're going to discover what vitamin B12 is. We're going to go into detail on that. We're going to apply three simple effective viewpoints and/or tests to determine whether or not you are B12 deficient. We're going to skim the articles and excerpts that I provided and highlighted for you below. So we're going to go into those in detail in the audio course too. You're going to learn how to supplement effectively with B12 with three possible methods to bring your levels to a healthy range and to keep them there for your whole life. And you're going to be free of B12 deficiency and enjoy a healthy life and an energetic life as well. So the bottom line at the top, here it is. These are the take-home points, the main take-home points from the entire B12 Exposed course. Number one, most of us are deficient and we don't even know it. Most of us are vitamin B12 deficient, and this deficiency masquerades as a host of signs and symptoms, which you will see in this course. And few medical professionals would link these symptoms and signs with a B12 deficiency. It's very important to recognize. Your medical professional probably will not test for it. Number two, there are dietary and biochemical reasons why we are deficient in vitamin B12. In modern times, we don't get enough vitamin B12 through our diets, whether or not we eat meat, dairy, organic, whole foods, or a plant-based diet. And many of us are missing the biochemical factors necessary to create and/or assimilate vitamin B12 naturally. Number three, most doctors will not test you properly for vitamin B12 levels if they suggest testing at all. This is a huge point. Most tests are for serum or blood levels of B12. They're going to test your blood. But these tests provide false readings, primarily because they test for non-human active and human active B12. We can only use human active B12. The non-human active B12, or what we call B12 analogs, actually create B12 deficiencies. But the blood serum tests, they'll credit those B12 or junk analogs, that junk B12, as part of your B12 level. It's not good. So we're going to look at the gold standard for testing your B12 levels, a combination of a urine test. It's called a urinary MMA test or methyl malonic acid test. So you're going to do, or we're going to look at how you can get a urinary methyl malonic acid test. That's the gold standard for testing your B12 levels. And how to check your homocysteine levels, which homocysteine or high homocysteine levels are a sign of inflammation and cardiovascular disease. Because low B12 will go along with high homocysteine. So low B12 means high homocysteine. It also means high inflammation in your system, most notably your cardiovascular system. So we're going to cover that in more detail in the B12 Exposed course. Point four, we've not been supplementing B12 correctly. You can't just pop B12 capsules or get in it a multivitamin or a superfood, such as spirulina, chlorella, things of that nature. Most of the supplements out there with B12 are in a form that your body cannot use very well or at all. Point five, you can supplement B12 correctly. Supplementation of vitamin B12 can be done in three ways, from the most highly effective to moderately effective, as follows. Most effective are B12 shots or injections of hydroxycobalamin or, what I tend to point out more, methylcobalamin. Those are both human active forms of B12. And you can get those B12 injections with your medical professional or prescribed by your medical professional for intramuscular injection, which you can do at home. So that is extremely effective, particularly for people who've been chronically low in B12 over a long period of time. This can be one of the best ways to quickly get your B12 levels back up. We'll go into more detail on that in the course. For most effective, we go to very effective. We're looking at B12 patches with human active methylcobalamin. which you've heard me say the word methylcobalamin already in the webinar, and you'll hear a lot more about methylcobalamin here in the B12 Exposed course. But the B12 patches transdermally give you vitamin B12, human active vitamin B12, right into your capillaries. Boom. And the stages that you have to go through to actually access B12 by taking it dietarily are skipped. That's good. That means that whether or not those stages are working for you or not in your system, you're definitely going to be getting adequate, healthy, human active B12 from using the B12 patches. I have a link for you in the B12 Exposed course book on where you can get those B12 patches. So from most effective to very effective to moderately effective, we're looking at B12 oral liquid or sublingual tablets with methylcobalamin. Again, human active B12. I have links for you on where you can get B12 oral liquid and also sublingual tablets. And in the section, three supplement protocols for vitamin B12, you're going to learn which of these three or combination of these three is the most appropriate for you. Point six, you can develop and maintain a healthy body. B12 is better assimilated and used in a healthy body with life practices. Life practices, now if you haven't heard this term before, what I mean by a life practice is something that you can take to the bank. It's a practice that you can integrate into your life and use it for your whole life. And it will probably benefit your whole life. So B12 is better assimilated and used in a healthy body with life practices such as exercise. Now, I've talked about exercise in many different areas of human health, including just recently the hyperlearning webinar that I've put out. Exercise is good for the brain. It's actually fantastic for mental function. Even if you didn't exercise because it was good for your physical body or if it was good for the way that you look, you should exercise just because it's good for your brain and your mind. It's also very good for helping you to assimilate vitamin B12. Also, drinking enough water. Very simple, but very important. Most of us are chronically dehydrated. Also, eating nutrient-dense whole foods. Why? Because whole foods are more nutrient-dense and they're more highly organized. Your body is constantly trying to maintain what we call homeostasis, or an organized state. And something like a flu virus comes in, or you get an injury, and it's a type of disorganization. And if you're eating organized, highly organized foods, foods that have not been diminished by processing, then those highly organized foods will help your body to stay highly organized or regain organization when something throws you off balance. So they're very, very important. Periodic cleansing is also very good for better B12 assimilation. One of the problems that we have assimilating lots of nutrients is that our body is toxic. It's stuffed up. It's got a lot of toxins in it. And those things prevent us from assimilating a whole range of nutrients, including vitamin B12. Now, you can see my juice feasting program at juicefeasting.com, where you can learn how to do cleansing at home using fresh homemade juices, about 3 to 4 quarts a day, homemade juices, and you can still go to work, drive your car, pay your bills, take care of your family, etc., while doing that. So do check that out at juicefeasting.com. That's not juice fasting, but juice feasting. I emphasize the abundance in that. Also, going to bed earlier. Why that? Because going to bed earlier helps your circadian rhythm, and that benefits your digestion and your assimilation of all nutrients across the board, including vitamin B12. And also, vitamin B12 is just one of a whole host of B vitamins, and B vitamins are diminished by stress. And staying up too late, not getting adequate sleep, is very damaging to your B vitamin levels, particularly vitamin B12. And also, supplementing with vitamin B12 supportive nutrients is a very good way to maintain your healthy body. And we're going to go over those adjuncts to vitamin B12 in the B12 Exposed course. But all of these will go a long way towards better health and a more meaningful, enjoyable life. Coming up next, we're going to look at vitamin B12. What is it? See you in just a minute.